Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. My name is Rivka Siegel. I live in Yerushalayim, and today we will focus on a short thought in the first bracha of the Shmona Esrei. The first bracha of Shmona Esrei is not a request. Rather, it's an understanding of who we are and why we can daven to Hashem, why we can make requests from God. And we begin with the fact that we are descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our great forefathers. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. And the Sif Sechaim, Rabbi Chaim Friedler asks, why is it that Elokei, the word, the God of, is repeated three times? It would be much more efficient to say Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he explains this redundancy with a very important message for each of us as we begin the Shmona Esrei. Each of the Avos, each of our fathers, had a unique relationship with Hashem and brought the glory and holiness of Hashem into the world in their own way. Avraham brought monotheism into the world, and he shared it with others by doing so much kindness. Yitzchak always believed in God. He was born into a house full of belief, and he showed us how to dedicate our entire lives to that belief. He showed us how to perfect every aspect of our service of God and be ready to sacrifice everything, even ourselves, for God. Yaakov didn't lose faith in God, even though he had a life full of misfortune, of deceit, of tragedy. Each of them needed God's help in their own ways, and they connected to God through their own circumstances and thereby brought down God's glory into the world through their own unique way. Hence, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. They each had their unique relationship with God. The Sif Sechaim explains that it isn't just the holy Avos, our holy fathers, that can bring down God's glory. But each of us, as righteous people, we can use our own circumstances and needs to connect with Hashem and bring His Kedusha and glory into the world in a way that no one else can. And this is such an important idea with which we begin our Shmona Esrei. Because you see, we're all saying the same words. That we're saying the same words that we're all together saying in shul, and that millions of people have said in the past. Yet each of us has our own relationship with Hashem, has our own story, our own needs, our own challenges that we will use to ultimately help us glorify Hashem in a way that no one else can, as we said before. The words are the same, but the stories behind these words are different. And Hashem waits for each of our tefillos, each of our stories, each of our relationships that we have with Him. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus shares a story that I think really illustrates this idea. A father walks into a large yeshiva, and he's met by the director, who's hoping that this father is not only going to be a father of a student, but he will also be a donor of this yeshiva. And he takes the father to see the active Beis Medrash that's going on. And he takes him, and they look down on the Beis Medrash, and there are hundreds of chavrusas of study groups going on. And the noise of learning Torah is just totally permeating everywhere. And the director is looking at the father, and the father is looking down and looking and looking and has no reaction on his face. He doesn't seem excited with this glory of Torah learning that's happening. And finally, he turns to the director and says, "This is very nice, but where is my son? I don't see him. Why isn't he here?" And what this story illustrates is each one of us as we go into this place of tefillah. Although there are millions of people who are saying the same words that we are, Hashem is looking for my tefillah. Each and every one of us becomes His son, His daughter. And Hashem is waiting for that unique relationship to come through in the tefillah that we will say. So although many, many people are saying these same words as us, Hashem is saying, where is put your name in, Rifki Siegel's Shmona Esrei, and he's anxiously awaiting my Shmona Esrei for my unique story, for my challenges, for my circumstances and needs integrated into the timeless words and requests in the Shmona Esrei that I will say. Thank you for learning together.